This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. Once again, it's a show where I'm kicking Robbie out of the studio and having a whole lot of fun with my guests all on my lonesome. Don't worry, Robbie will be back. And this midsummer is filled with so many partnerships, and we're used to great partnerships here on Joy. And one of those great partnerships we have is with AGL. And joining us now here on Mad Wednesdays is Richard, an AGL executive. Hello, hello, how are you?
Hello, Dean, and hello, listeners.
Now, we've been actually really glad. You guys have been sponsoring Drive, which has been really wonderful. You've been powering us up during Drive, which has been a whole lot of fun. And it's been a pretty crazy summer for you guys as well, especially in the last week when it comes to power, hasn't it?
It has been pretty crazy, and hopefully we'll get the investments to cure some of those problems.
Well, that, you know, fingers and toes are crossed. One of the things I've loved over the last couple of years is seeing how much AGL has partnered with Midsummer during the festival. It's been really great to see these relationships grow and flourish. And one of the things I've loved this year, as I'm walking around Smith Street where I live, you guys have these great advertisements which have people from AGL who are also members of our community standing tall with pride, which I think is absolutely wonderful.
It is excellent, and I've been the exec sponsor of the LGBTIQA plus group within AGL. AGL Shine for a couple of years now, and it's a real passion of mine to get this out into our staff and out into the community, our support for that community.
A lot of people can get really confused about what it means for a corporate organisation to be able to have these kind of pride networks and show this kind of pride. And you know what? I do hear it a lot at this time of year. Everyone can get in our community. We can get a bit cynical. We feel like it's just waving a flag for a flag's sake. But AGL have been doing a lot for the members of our communities within your organisation and for showing pride as well for quite a few years, haven't they?
Yes, they have. And the cynicism, I get the cynicism about it. This is about chasing dollars. For actually our sponsorship of these communities, it's actually about our workforce and our people and actually supporting those first and foremost. I'm not in a marketing area, I'm not in a brand area, so I don't get to see all the wonders of marketing a brand. This is about our teams feeling at home within AGL and feeling comfortable, which actually is also about the dollars, because if people are comfortable and happy at work, they actually perform
better. Well, they do
better.
A better job, don't they?
They do a far better job. Yeah. And I'd rather have an environment where people are happy and enjoying themselves than are feeling constrained and hidden, which is a lot of workplaces around Australia. So first and foremost, this is about our employees and looking after our employees, and then it's about the communities we work in. And yes, at the end of it, there is dollars involved because our brand is improved by it. So that does come down to it. But first and foremost, it's always about the people in our workforce, and that's who we want to support and make feel comfortable as they come to the office.
So what has it been like for you with AGL Shine, like you've been saying, to be able to see these members of our communities, of the LGBTIQA+ communities? I can roll it off the tongue so much faster. I think I'm just used to it now. Being able to stand up and be proud within their workplace and express who they are.
It makes a huge difference. I've worked in the power industry now for 20 years, and I've worked in some very unsupportive places in the past. Heavy industry, remote country locations that really don't see that support. And to see that change, AGL's pushed it through all its site to actually get those communities more involved. A place I used to work at, the person that ran that place actually had two sons. One I know very, very well, worked in my team. The other one we never heard of. And the reason we never heard of him, because he was gay. Yeah. And the guy that ran the place did not want to talk about it. Now, I can assure you, down at that site now, we had rainbow flags put onto the water coolers supporting Pride Day. So we've done a lot to change the culture, and I know a lot of people down there who were previously unwilling to talk about their sexuality are quite open now. And for a lot of these sites, it's easier in the corporate offices to put it through, but actually get it cultural change at the site is critical, because those are people who need supporting in communities that aren't necessarily automatically supportive. And we're seeing a huge change in those communities.
I mean, you do forget just that, like, I didn't even think. I kept thinking of it as like, you know, it's the office in the city. But you do remember, especially with an organisation like yours, it reaches much further, you know, nationwide in lots of different parts of the industry.
Lots of different locations. And one of the things we're very proud of, we've been supporting Pride Cup down in Traralgon now for a couple of years, which is both for netball and footy, and have a pride football match and netball matches where people wear rainbow colours. We've been sponsoring that. And this year, we're fortunate enough in the Hunter Valley in New South Wales. We've got the Liddell and Bayswater power stations. We're doing a Pride Cup up there as well. So it is not just about the site itself. It's about the local communities and supporting the communities up there. So at all our sites, we've been working hard through the Shine community to actually support our employees, but support broader communities.
I think one of the things that's really great as well is it's not just showing us the members of your communities or the advertisements like I've seen for Midsummer, where the people are, whether they're trans or however, standing proudly with your organisation because they're a part of it, but also what it means to be an ally. I think one of the things that I've loved about when last time we chatted and you came on and talked, but also with what you guys do and how you do it, whether it's at Carnival Day or during Pride March, there's a really big strength of allies as well, standing together with people in our communities. And I think that's really wonderful.
Oh, it's very, very important. And I've got the rainbow lanyard on. I've got my rainbow badge on my jacket most days. You know, I'm there to support. And just do a little anecdote of why I'm a little bit passionate about that. I went to school in the north of England. Everyone in the school was white Anglo-Saxon male.
Yeah.
Very strong Yorkshire accents, which I can do if you want. And, you know, it wasn't an inclusive place. And yeah. The bit, and sorry if I get quite emotional, there's one guy there, Jonathan, I won't give his surname. The worst thing you could be accused of is being a puff.
Yeah.
Now, that was the worst thing you could be accused of. One guy, Jonathan, one day, the gang of lads went, "You're a puff." And he actually turned around and said, "So what if I am?" And it's probably the bravest thing I've heard anyone say. Paid a heavy price for that.
Yeah.
Very, very heavy price. And if you were LGBTI in that community, you wouldn't be out. You wouldn't be open. It meant personal physical injury.
Yeah.
And for me, to see that bravery from someone is phenomenal. And to know as a leader within any organisation, whether it's AGL or anywhere, I would hate to work in an organisation that had that, even a sniff of that culture.
Yeah.
You know, I want people to be very, very comfortable, very, very happy at where they are, and very, very included. And that's absolutely critical. And I've always taken that on. Jonathan was a good lad.
Yeah.
I actually have no idea if he was or he wasn't. But as he says, so what if I am? And that's one thing I want to take into the workplace within AGL and wherever I work.
I think that's absolutely wonderful. So are you excited for Pride March? Are you going to be marching at Pride March this Sunday?
Well, yes, I will be. I was marching last year and it was pretty hot last year.
It was incredibly hot. And with the weather that we've been having lately, I'm very pleased that they've moved Pride March to 11 o'clock. I must say, to have it before lunch, I think, makes me very happy.
Well, it's one of those failed leadership situations because it was an AGL-sponsored event for the AGL people there. Mm-hmm. And as a leader, I should have said, no, we have to pull out because it was too hot. And
what was funny was there's so many people that were like that because a lot of people were offered. Midsummer volunteers are walking around giving people water. Mm. And there were a lot of conversations that had, you know what, it's really warm. It was very hot down Fitzroy Street. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. But I did love how many people went, but why wouldn't you want to? Like, but that's what we're here for.
Of course, we
want to march, even though it was very warm.
It was. I ended up in a paddling pool at the end of it, just sat there going, oh, give me a drink.
Well, at least we get to end up at the park, which is right near the beach. So yes. if it's warm again, even that little bit earlier, it's going to be okay.
And it was an excellent day, and it was wonderful to see all the support down in St Kilda. And it was great to be part of it. And I have a few ridiculous photos of me in the feather boa and the multicoloured to go on, on the walls at AGL.
So you're going to have the feather boa out again
Absolutely.
This Sunday?
Absolutely.
What does it mean to have your business come together and stand together? Because for me, what Pride March means, you know, I've always seen, I mean, we're going to have joy in marching, but I've always seen, you know, our community or people that I know. So it must mean something different when you're marching. I've never marched with the workplace before because I work freelance. So I've never known what that's like, and I'll be running around taking photos. So I'm just wondering what it means to kind of come together for you when you march with your work community at Pride March.
I think it's a source of pride, to be honest. I mean, it uses that title. It's actually a source of pride that AGL can put so many people on the ground that care and are passionate about this. And it's the broader community. I think we've got over 300 members in the Shine community.
Oh, I thought you were going to say marching. I was like, oh, my God.
No, no, no. We can't persuade everyone to get out, unfortunately. Sundays are a little bit sacred, so I have influence, but I can't force people on Sundays. So, actually, I've just been given the right number. It's 500-plus across AGL who are involved in the Shine community.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Which is a large community, and it's an active community. So, see on days like Pride or the Midsummer Festivals, or in Sydney, we sponsor some of the Mardi Gras events. It's really... It shows that people care, because it is the broader AGL community that's there. That's almost one in three of the workforce in Melbourne, part of the Shine community. That's a lot of support for people to actually be active in that community.
Absolutely. And I do think it's great, like you were saying, about how you support and partner, whether it's the Pride Cup, you've got Midsummer, us here at Joy. Mm-hmm. There's so much that you do on very different levels that provide us with that support. It's not just, you know, waving a flag. And it's really great to be able to see that from our community's perspective, to be seeing that across the board and across the nation in different queer events and showing that support. I think that's really wonderful.
Yes, no. Oh, we got to speak at the Queer Film Festival, so some poor devils have to listen to this stiff in a suit introduce the film, where they're all going, just get on with the film, please.
Is it weird kind of working towards and building these relationships and partnerships? Because once you start, I guess it's fine, but really building up to them and getting them started a few years ago, is it something that was strange, or was it just a natural progression of what you guys wanted to do and how you wanted to promote diversity within the organisation and Pride?
It's actually been incredibly easy, and I don't know if that's just an AGL thing. I think in some corporates, you do get a bit of a barrier. I haven't never seen that AGL. I've been AGL 10 years.
Yeah.
I've always felt it was an inclusive culture of every form of diversity. So it was actually quite easy to say, how do we do this? And the actual interesting thing is how you grow it and how you get it out there. Is it a side thing, or is it something at your core? I think at AGL, we've put it front and center. About diversity, and that wasn't a difficult thing to do. If the leadership is passionate about doing it, you'll tend to find the people that work there are passionate about it.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to achieve through the organisation. If a leadership of an organisation isn't passionate, then it does get a little bit forced. It is harder, but I would say definitely at AGL, I've been there 10 years, and there's never been any resistance. It's always been, so what else can we do? Not, oh, should we be doing that? Which is the right question.
That's absolutely fantastic. It must be wonderful to be a part of. I work freelance, so I have no idea what it's like to be a part of an organisation that shows pride in that way. I guess I have it here at Joy and with the organisations that I'm a part of. Yeah. Maybe it's the same thing.
Yeah, I'd say it was similar. But if you feel like joining us on Sunday, you can have a wonder with us. Join our part of the march for a little while. We'll give you a T-shirt.
Well, there you go. You know what? Thank you so much for coming and joining us today and having this chat. It's great to have you back in again and to talk about things like this. These relationships that we have with businesses that keep us full of pride, keep us strong, and keep things going, I think make all the difference for the future. And it's great that you're able to just come and talk about it so freely and what it means on so many different levels. So we really appreciate it.
Thanks, Dean, for having me.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.